Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning in today. I'll tell you what, the Lord is so good.
Today's a good day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Praise God.
He always has a song.
Yes, and yes. And you know, God has been so good and gracious to us. And I hope you watched this, what we did the other night. Actually, the other day, we did it live.
You did.
Oh, I did. at 3 p.m. And I think they're running it on, the Lord had spoke to me about preaching my theme, and I've done it at several churches, but I mean to create your world and walk in it. And he used the word create your world. And I like the word create because he is a creator. Now, if we're made in the image and the likeness of God, then there's something in us that has the ability to create spiritually, physically, and financially. And I want to continue on that in this boardroom chat. So if you got a Bible, I'd like you to go to Genesis chapter 2. And I want to show you something here that I believe will bless you and minister greatly to you. Here's where God begins to create Adam. And it's Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and he breathed. Notice the word breath. He breathed into his nostrils, not into his mouth. That would be CPR, trying to get his heart to, a pump. He breathed in his nostrils. Now, when God breathes, life comes there. And man became a living soul or living spirit. What was in that breath? DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I touched a little bit about it the other day when I was preaching. The DNA of God is in you. The creator of all things. Now, do you understand why Paul in Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me? Through Christ. What made him say such a phenomenal, powerful statement? The DNA of God. Now, think about that for a minute. So if Jesus could heal the sick, you can heal the sick. Think about that for a minute. He said, go do the works that I do, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. That's what he said. So in other words, he says, pull on the creative ability that God has breathed into us.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And in Genesis 2, he said he became a living soul. In other words, a God-like spirit
mm-hmm.
with the ability to do everything. And if you notice something, you keep reading through Genesis, those first few chapters, he named all the animals. And some people said it was over 500,000 species. You got to be pretty smart to name all those animals and things of that nature. And God gave him a place to live, him and Eve. Now, that includes, when I say man, I mean mankind or woman too, because she's man with womb.
Mm-hmm.
The breath of life. Now, I know I say some very radical things sometimes in that there's nothing you can't do because Jesus said through the Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So I have the ability to create, and so do you, with that DNA. Then Jesus did some extra over the DNA. He gave us the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus.
Mm.
Now, think about that. And God, the Father, has over 70 names. He's saying, when you see that, you'll understand something. Then he gives us a job to do, and he did it in Genesis 1:26. I believe it's 1:26 or 1:28. Yeah, no, he said 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image, and let's give them dominion. 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 Domain. A king has a domain, a dominion. And the Bible said, and God blessed them in verse 28. And he said, and you've heard me say this before, be fruitful, always producing, multiply, always increasing, replenish, which in other words, use what God has given you and then refill it. Then he said, subdue, which means you are in authority over the earth. If anything gets out of line, put it down. But I want to go back to that DNA, and that I didn't talk much about that when we were preaching on create your world and walk in it. And I have a point here, and I just cut it. The DNA of God, number one, has explosive vision.
Mm.
You got to see what God sees. Explosive faith. See, so without faith, you can't please God. And I'm going to tell you something. Without faith, you can't please your wife. And she can't please you. You got to have faith and trust. That's what makes a great marriage. And explosive belief. Because he started from the very beginning, be fruitful. He put that DNA in there. He breathed. Hmm. And when he did, my God, things begin to happen. What do you think, Kathy?
I love that. It's so good. It's so true. What I like the when you said the script, main scripture, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, mm-hmm. that God, the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. My translation here, I have the Dake's Bible study notes out here. It says lives, which it was a plural. And so what happened there is that, and I heard it said, and that God, that man became a speaking a living spirit. Soul. One trend, I think it's one commentary says another speaking spirit.
Right.
So like God, in the same way that when God created, when you went back to Genesis chapter 1, let us make man in our image and in our likeness and let them have dominion. The way you have dominion is through your voice, through your speaking spirit, through your voice that's connected to your spirit. You speak words of faith, and it changes things. It brings things, it speaks to the non-existent things and brings them to life. Same way that Abraham followed God's example, a God who calls those things that be not as though they were. That was that speaking spirit, that DNA of God that was in Abraham to declare the blessing. And even though he didn't see it, he couldn't see it. In fact, at some point he was getting in a little rut, and God says, "Oh, come out, I'm going to show you the stars. And you can't count the stars. That's how much I see in your future, your descendants. You can't count the sand,
right.
The grains of sand." That means there's no limit to what God wants to do. If you would just begin to speak and not listen to the doubt, not look at your circumstances, which that's what Abraham was doing,
right.
Is looking at his circumstances. Instead, in Romans chapter 4, I think it's verse 17, he says, he looked at a God who calls those things that be not as though they were. Abraham followed God's example, and we, as children of faith, are to follow in the steps of Abraham and speak by faith, because that's how we're wired. We're created by God with the words of his mouth, in his likeness, in his image, with the same DNA that wants to speak and say mm-hmm. what should happen. If things gets out of line, like he said in Genesis 1, subdue it, replenish, multiply,
right.
All of that stuff. So good. I love this. We're created in God's image to act the way he acts. You know, if a Japanese child was born into a Japanese household and they started speaking Japanese, you wouldn't think it's strange. Well, we shouldn't think it's strange when we start wanting to speak positively like God spoke, even though what we're saying and talking to doesn't exist yet.
Right.
God didn't look out on the universe or the emptiness of vast emptiness and say, "Oh, it's dark out here." No, he said, "Light be."
Right.
He didn't say what he saw. He said what he wanted to see.
Yeah.
And that's what faith does. That's the fabric of God's clothing. That's how we are made. This is our DNA. We identify with God.
That's how we create our world and walk in it. We use the DNA of God that's in us. He breathed the breath of life. So everywhere I go, everywhere I preach, I have to bring life. I don't bring death. You see what I'm saying? Death is an enemy and the last one to be destroyed. So we bring life. That's that image of God inside of us, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that, it's one of the most amazing things. And even scientists say this today, that we have more stars than all the sand, every grain of sand on the whole planet.
And they're just discovering that.
Yeah.
Though the Bible wrote it down many years ago.
So when you see that, when you understand, that's why we believe in healing. That's why we believe in praying in the Holy Ghost. That's why we believe in faith.
Everything the Bible says,
yeah, because
we believe it.
It's the DNA of God that's been placed in us.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What's been given to me here at my ministry is an explosive vision. Everything I believe, people say, "It's unbelievable, some of the things Brother Jesse do." It's impossible. Yeah, but it's doable because that's explosive vision.
You know what you're talking about, explosive, because if God uses the word power. We talk about power a lot, how God has given us the power to get wealth. Jesus said, "Behold, I give you power over all the power of the devil." This word power is a word dunamis. It's the Greek word dunamis, which means power like a dynamo, meaning it continually moves. It's always reproducing itself.
Explosive.
When it starts, it keeps moving. When the conditions are right, it keeps going forward.
Well, see, what makes the explosive vision come to pass is the DNA of the faith that's in you. Mm-hmm. God did not give us a measure of faith. He gave us the measure of faith. It's what we do and develop that. Mm-hmm. And faith worketh by love. So the more you love, the more your faith is going to explode. Explosive vision, explosive faith, and then explosive belief. Mm-hmm. Going where no man has gone before. Star Trek even said that. You see what I'm saying? So when you understand that, it's one of the most amazing things. That's why I can believe the unbelievable. Just the other day, I had to make a $6 million decision. That is a lot of money. I didn't blink at anything, anywhere, anytime. Not because I'm better than anybody, but God gave me his DNA. God didn't say like, oh, it is dark out here, man. We can't do anything. He said, light be, like Kathy said. See, so it's explosive vision. It's explosive faith. It's explosive belief coming together, which makes that DNA of God so wonderful. Now, I'm going to sound like I'm bragging. That's why me and Kathy look real good. Oh, you want a scripture of that? Would you like to have a scripture of that? Huh? Now, I know I'm getting older, but I'm going to tell you why we look good. And I'm not just talking about my body. I'm talking about what we say. And that's Isaiah 52, verse 7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings. Mm-hmm. Or good news. See, Kathy is the pastor of Covenant Church. She brings good news. So feet's got to be pretty. Do you see my point? Watch this. Bringeth good news that publisheth peace. Peace in its true context means possession of adequate resource. Nothing broken, nothing missing. Published. What's causing all that? DNA. Look what it says here. That bringeth good tidings of good that publish salvation. Salvation. My God. What does salvation mean to you? Soundness. So right there, we publish peace. We publish soundness and good news. Now, how does that all function? Through an explosive vision, through an explosive faith, through an explosive belief, by using the DNA of God. You have that. Let me go back to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Or is it Ephesians 2:20? Now unto him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, watch this, or think. Now how is it done? According to the power that worketh in us. Can't you see
that's why I preach create your DNA world? DNA power.
Yeah. I said, right, yeah, that creates your, how you can do it. Oh, I can't do it. Yes, you can. All you got to do is start talking. All you got to do is pull upon that creative ability that God breathed in you when you were born again. Think about that.
Oh,
Lord. Before you were born again, you had a dead spirit. But watch this. That when God breathed into Adam, the breath of life. After he sinned, it took almost 1,000 years for the man to die.
Yeah, over 900.
Because it went into his molecules, into his atoms of his body. You talk about power, man, just in the physical. That's what's going to happen when we get our new body. That same explosiveness will be in this body, and we will be able to do what Adam does before the fall. You see what I'm saying? Because what is Jesus called? The second Adam. Mm-hmm. See, it's sad to say, most people like the first Adam more than the second Adam. You should not like sinning. I mean, the Bible calls it the lust of the flesh. But you know, if you crucify it daily instead of Sunday, you don't struggle with any of those things. That's DNA power.
I love that. I love it. And you know, if you ever, just think about what kind of world you want for your life. What kind of world do you want to live in for your own personal life and your home? You can create your own atmosphere in your house.
What kind of world you want to live in? Are you living in one or the other?
Well, I think I'm living in a pretty good world.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're both born again. At one point, that wasn't true. I was born again first. I didn't know this was even available to me to have the peace of God, to be able to go to God for answers and change my situation. And then when I found out, when I got born again back in 1973, I started praying and finding out that I could pray for you to get born again. So when you got born again, about almost 2 years later, then our world started shifting and changing to be more like the world God really wanted us to live in, a world of peace.
Well, the first thing you did, you began to publish good tidings.
That's right.
And then publish peace.
Yeah, I started saying what I wanted. I remember laying hands on you in the middle of the night, rebuking the devil to come out of you. I realized, I noticed I had power to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't happen overnight. And sometimes you didn't.
Well, the power and everything that you had did happen overnight. It just, you had to learn to develop that creativeness that was in you when you got born again.
The beginning of the change started instantly when I started speaking it, but it took a while for all the things to come into place.
Right.
To
I understand
for
that,
you
yeah.
to come to the place where you, in fact, it's your will.
Right.
I mean, God, we were working with your will.
And I said I had a pretty strong will. Let me just say this.
But I didn't give up. And I remember people would come up to me and they say, why don't you just leave him? And I had all rights to scripturally
right.
to leave you. But I didn't. I felt like the Lord wanted me to believe for you.
Let me do the flip side of it. Why are some people so evil? Why do they have such a thing as serial killers? Why do people assassinate people? Why do people try to kill people? Because they, since they don't know the Lord, they receive the DNA of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And he steals, he kills, and he destroys. But yet John 10:10 says, but he came to give life and that more abundantly to the full till it overflows.
Right.
Why? So other life can touch other people. See, when you get born again, and that DNA, God just activates that actual creative ability to do whatever you can believe for. That's why he says now faith is. It's not a future thing. Faith has the ability to create a future. But why would you put it off in the future when you can have it in the now? And even Hebrews 11:2 says, for by it the elders obtain a good report. So somebody's writing a report on us. See, that's why the Lord told me, and I want people, if you hadn't seen it, to go, and it's on creating your future. Well, I did about an hour and a half. I did it like a church service. I actually received an offering like you do a church service, and I received partners into our ministry and things of that nature. I did it exactly the way God wanted me to
do it.
It
was just the only difference was that was you wanted to interact
yes.
with the people that were watching. So we sent you a few of the comments or questions
right.
or praise reports. And
right.
so you did have some of that interactive, which was wonderful.
Yeah, it's a blessing of the Lord. And when you see the, and then I'm just kind of doing a little update here on this boardroom chat. But the thing that God struck me was, he said, my DNA has explosive vision. I've had people say, Jesse DePlantis is a visionary specialist. Well, that's because God put that creative ability for me to see things and go get them. Then he gave me explosive faith to make it work and explosive belief to walk in that till I complete my destiny
right.
and reach my destination. Mm-hmm. Oh, and let me tell you about my destiny. It's not as if I die that it's over with. This is for eternity. You see what I'm saying? My destination is not just here. This is what we call a vapor of life. But I mean in the eternity of the eternities, going on and on. You don't think that's powerful? My Lord. And when you use that, it will bless you. Then he said, how good are the feet of those that bring the good news. It's great to have a minister that can preach and publish good tidings, peace, salvation. Male or female? Well, actually, there's no such thing. There's neither Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, no male nor female. What are we? We're God.
When
people.
It comes to the rights that we have in
yes.
God as believers,
so true.
There's no privileged Mm-mm. race or gender. Everybody's equal in God's eyes.
That's right. And he's no respecter person.
That's so good.
So when you see that, see, the world's words don't have the power of God's words. They don't.
That's right.
It's not what they say. It's what you say.
Hallelujah.
So I'm not worried about the words that the world uses against me. All he wants is money. No. And it takes money to function in this life. I've never been mad at a mall when I walked down it and it saw a sign that said for sale. It didn't say for free. We have a sale on. That didn't make me mad because that they're operating in only what they know. And usually women love, they call that good tidings when they hear sales. I know something about Kathy.
More.
I know something about Kathy.
More.
You know, women love shoes. I know something about Kathy, she shop for shoes. She don't just go sit down on that little couch and then have somebody bring the shoes. The first thing Kathy does, and I've seen her do it every time, not all the time, every time, if they have a rack of sale shoes, she goes straight to that first, and she looks.
I like options.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, if she don't see what she likes or wants, then she goes walk around and then sits down on the couch or chair, whatever it is, and have the sale associate to go get some shoes. But the first thing she goes to is that rack. And I've sat there waiting on them, and I've seen women come walking in and born there, you know, they like shit. Every one of them women, and the last thing was, that day, went straight to that rack first, looked around, some took some off and got them, some didn't see what they want and went, start walking around the, you know, store and picked a pair or something like that and sat down on the couch and think. You see, there's nothing wrong with that, see, because you see, and they see something in that shoe that sometimes I don't see. And, you know, and they like it. And then they start kind of looking in the mirror and turning their foot around them to make sure that you get all the good angles. You know what I'm trying to say? And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. I like doing that. But, and each, watch this, each one of them have different tastes. Every one of us, even though we've received the DNA of God, have different tastes. In every manner. Everything. In other words, Kathy may see something that I don't see. And I thought, why? Because she's using a part of the DNA that God's given her, and he's given it to me too, but I haven't got that explosive vision on that particular facet. And she does, and vice versa, those kind of different things. And I don't think I've ever met a preacher that didn't say after they finished preaching, how'd you like it? Did you like the sermon or did you, and what part of it you like? You know, they want to get dissected. And I'm bad about that myself. And so is Kathy. What'd you think, huh? What'd you think? You know, and I said, you know, and it's such a blessing. So I want you today, this is just a little follow-up on that. I want you to create your world and walk in it. I want you to use that DNA and the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus and the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, all of it, so you can publish. And I like the word publish so people can see it all. Peace, possession of adequate resources.
Amen.
Nothing broken, nothing missing.
Amen.
What about when things are going wrong? Well, Isaiah says this, no weapon that is formed against you is going to prosper. It didn't say it wouldn't be formed. It said it wouldn't prosper. Well, why do things prosper? Because we don't develop this DNA that God has already given us. By calling those things that be not as though they were before they are, before Satan has a chance to get to you. You may have left the house without your armor on. Yeah, me and Kathy do something every day. It's called our daily devotion. Do we have to? No. We don't have to do nothing. But we do it because first thing first, we want to make sure that when we walk in this world, we're protected. We give God his devoted thing. Why do you give money? Why do you give tithe? Why do you give over and above offerings? Because it's a devoted thing. It's a holy thing. We like doing holy things. And he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Oh, you can't be holy. Well, the DNA of God is holy, and it's inside of you if you're born again.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So when you see that, isn't this good? The world's words don't have the power of God's words.
Right.
So when they say evil things about me or persecute me, people say, well, but Jesse don't seem to worry about nothing. Water on a duck's back. Because their words have no power and no value.
That's right.
But the word of God.
That's what Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life.
Yeah.
And even in Jesus' day, they had the people who tried to attack him with words.
Yeah.
They called him a glutton and a wine bibber, which you know he was not.
He couldn't drink something, they would, you know, they or eat something.
They were critical. They told him that he was of his father, Satan, the devil. He was the Son of God. So if they would do that to the matchless Son of God, why are we shocked when people...
Right.
Or the enemy is, the devil inspires people to come against the church. You know, it's just a part of it. You have to not be affected by the words of other people, only be affected by the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
See, so remember this explosive vision.
Yeah.
Explosive. What are you believing for? Explosive faith. Mm-hmm. Explosive belief. You know, I am believing for, well, I have a lot of partners in ministry, but I'm like Brother Cohen. We believe in God for what I call a million partner base. I like that. Well, why not put a figure on it? Why not a billion? You know, when we started out doing these things to get people saved and ministered to and touched and blessed, we never thought that that many people would ever watch our program or our podcast or our shows, like, you know, The Faith, The Fact, the little 5-minute segment, Kathy's Glorious Living, and then, of course, the Boardroom Chat and other things that we do. And but my Lord, from January 2020 to the end of August of 2025, we've had, I think it was 106,005,355 people that have contacted our ministry, getting saved, getting healed, getting blessed. Something's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And you know what I call that? Explosive vision.
Amen.
Explosive faith and explosive belief. And I'm believing for you to be a part in our ministry.
Amen.
Why? Because, and I say this and I will not blink, we never touch any of the money that you send us. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. Why we want to do that? Matthew 24, when this gospel is preached to the world for a witness to all nations. That doesn't mean you got to receive it, but you have to witness it. The Bible said the end shall come. So if you'd like to be a partner, and I hope you do, just go to our website, jdm.org. You can hit a donate button and give that way if you like. You can use PayPal if you want to use those kind of people. Or you can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one, or the one that you like. You go to the free JDM apps and then select the kind of giving you want. Or you can kind of do like me, I guess I'm old-fashioned. You could just mail in a check or a donation to our ministry here. And 100% of it's going. I'm not asking you to give me anything, but I'll take $1 billion for this kingdom of God, for this ministry, because I know how to get 1 billion people saved. And people say, well, when are you going to stop? When all the world gets saved? People say, when are you going to retire? When they all get saved? Then I'll say, you know what, Kathy? We ain't retired. What are we going to do? You know, but you know what? That word retire has never, ever been in my DNA. Nothing wrong with retiring. Here's another thing that's never been in my DNA, refire. I love revival. I am a revivalist. I preach to the church, that's a revivalist, and I'm an evangelist to the world. But ladies and gentlemen, God is my witness. I have never needed to have revival because I kept my vibe alive. Revive. I kept it alive. I kept that passion going. How did I do that? Explosive vision, explosive faith, explosive belief. Those three connected to that DNA when he breathed the breath of life in me.
Yeah.
Are you understand what I'm saying here? I want that to happen to you. That's why I ask you to be a partner. Otherwise, me and Kathy, we could ride off into the sunset in a car or on a horse. It didn't make just what a our plane. Didn't make any difference, you see. Use that DNA.
Amen.
And watch God do the greatest miracles you've ever seen in your life. Starting now. Can we pray for you? I felt led of the Lord to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that this little recaption of what we spoke the other day, that people will create their world and walk in it by using the DNA that you breathe into us.
Hallelujah.
And then giving us over and above and beyond the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So I thank you for their healing. I thank you for their financial prosperity. I thank you for saving them. I thank you that all their families say, whatever, Lord, because they're going to use what you have already given. That's why you told us in Romans 4:17 to call things which be not as though they were, because that's what you do. That's what Abraham did. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I thank you for it today.
Thank you,
Jesus, that it shall be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen. It's been an honor and a pleasure once again to do this boardroom chat here. And I tell you, we're looking forward to doing great and mighty, wonderful things. And as soon as I leave this, I'll be heading out again. Oh, and I want you to... This Sunday coming, something really happens, really wonderful is going to happen at Covenant Church. It'll be how many years?
28 years.
Since we launched
the church.
The Kathy launched the church, and she'll be preaching the Word of God. I'll be there myself, but I mean, she wanted me to preach it.
And you still may do something.
And maybe so. We'll see. But I mean, my point is, I wanted her because She pastored it. Watch this. It was her vision to create this local church. Mm-hmm. I got involved in it on the other side of believing God for the finance and the different things and all to do all that.
And you were the first speaker.
Yeah,
do you remember the
message? No, you were the first speaker.
No. We had We had the first service. We were renting the Shriner.
Oh, yeah, the Shriner. No, I'm talking about this building here.
Nope, that was the first service in the building that we're in now, the sanctuary, but that was a women's conference for JDM. It
That's
wasn't
right.
a local church event. But you preached a message, and I'd love to have your notes. It was called something about a happy church. Do
yeah.
you remember that?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. They steal all my stuff. That's why I kind of
keep.
I do like this. You ever seen people when they eat, sometimes they do this? I have to do that with my, because they go, take my points.
I think it seemed good to me in the Holy Ghost for me to have those notes.
Hallelujah. We love you. And partners, thank you for what you do for us. Mm-hmm. And keep watching. Watch that. It's on Todd's, he's behind the gun. It's on YouTube.
It's on all the platforms.
On all our platforms. Go watch it. And it takes about an hour and a half, but it's worth it. And you'll begin to take the DNA of God and create your world and walk in it. Till next time, Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. God bless you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.